message.
Let's talk about limiting beliefs. You know, those quiet stories we tell ourselves about who we are and who we are not. These beliefs shape our lives in ways we might not even realize because we have been telling ourselves these stories for so long that they've become part of how we see the world. And the thing is, though these beliefs are not the truth, they're just stories. And like any story, they can be rewritten because we are not just a character in someone else's story. We are the author of our own. Think about it. The things we believe about ourselves, what we are capable of, what we deserve, what kind of person we are, they shape our experiences, our choices, and ultimately our lives. If we believe we're just not good with people, we're less likely to put ourselves out there, less likely to connect with other people, which only reinforces that belief. Or if we believe we don't have what it takes to pursue that goal, we will probably avoid even trying, letting the fear of failure stop us before we even begin. But these beliefs are not facts. They're perceptions, usually formed from past experiences, things we've been told, or assumptions that we've picked up along the way, and they are limiting. Overcoming limiting beliefs is not about pretending they don't exist or just thinking positively. It's about challenging the story and deciding if it's actually useful. Begin by noticing the thoughts that come up when you think about something you want to do but feel resistance around. What's the story there? Is it, I'm too old, I'm not smart enough, I don't have the right background? Listen to that voice and question it. Is that belief based on something real? Is there evidence? Or is it just a conclusion you jump to somewhere along the way? Once we identify a limiting belief, we must begin looking for evidence that contradicts it. Let's say that your story is, I'm not creative. Try to find even small moments in your life when you were creative. Maybe you came up with a clever solution to a problem, or you put together an amazing outfit, or you found a new way to approach a task at work. The point is not to turn yourself into the world's greatest artist. It's to realize that your truth isn't as absolute as you thought. One powerful practice here is reframing. Instead of, well, I'm not a creative person, maybe the reframe becomes, I'm learning to be more creative, or I find new ways to approach problems. When we reframe a belief like that, we open ourselves up to growth, to possibility. It's less about who we've been in the past and more about who we are becoming. And the more we replace our limiting beliefs with empowering ones, the more our lives begin to reflect those new beliefs. When we see ourselves as capable, worthy, and open to growth, we begin to take steps we wouldn't have considered before. We try new things, we take risks, and we build resilience along the way. And each time we rewrite our story, we create a little more freedom, a little more possibility, and a little more alignment with who we really want to be. So, ask yourself, what's the story that you've been telling yourself? And is it helping you, or is it holding you back? Because, my friends, you are the author, and you alone, have the power to tell a story that lets you live the life you truly want. And it all begins with choosing a new narrative, one that expands instead of limits, one that allows you to become who you are meant to be. And that is the kind of life that you deserve.